Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All our features on the site we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And, we've mentioned the Free Talk Live beta 2.0 site. It's starting to really kind of look nice.
Oh, is it taking a new form
now? The new,
really excited about this.
The new scheme, the new color scheme has been uploaded there, so
it
you can go to...
kicks so much butt, and they got rid of most of that ugly blue that you're all into,
yeah.
So people really have to go take a look at this. The new site is gorgeous.
It still needs some tweaks, but...
I think we get rid of the rest of that blue.
No, I like the blue up at the top there. Thank you very much. I like whatever looks good, and I think that blue at the top looks nice.
Anyway, I think it looks better as gray.
You can go
whatever.
You can go and see it at prep.freetalklive.com. Dale, would the top look better as gray? Wouldn't that be too much gray?
What color
I'd have to see it, but I like it as it is right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is beautiful as it is right now. I certainly will not. It's like saying a gorgeous woman would look better with green eyes or blue eyes. I admit that we're talking about a small issue here, but
anyway,
whatever.
Our design team has been doing a super job, and you can take a look at the next generation of Free Talk Live's website if you go to prep.freetalklive.com, and it should be fully functional, so you should be able to get in there, create an account, and tool around with it.
Now, what I think this is going to do in the long term is essentially what the idea here is that people are going to be able to vote up and vote down stories that we will then address on air. So, people will have an interactive component in the show, an additional interactive component in the show.
Right. So for those people that don't want to call in, this would be a way to get one of your stories more likely to be used on the air. For instance, right now, there's this email box that, honestly, there's just so many damn emails that come in. I don't even want to look at it anymore. It's just impossible. It's just too much.
It's beyond managing.
I've got a gentleman that helps me kind of take care of it, but it's still too. I just don't have enough time. We barely have enough time to touch on hardly any of the prep that we have. So this system at prep.freetalklive.com is very dig-like. It's very social. Social promotion or social, what do they call it? Social news, I think, is what this is called, where you essentially submit the story that you think is interesting to the system. It may already be in the system, in which case it'll pop that up, and you can vote up the stories that you think are most interesting. And so we'll come to the page at prep.freetalklive.com, just the same place that you would be going, and we can see what's hot according to our listeners right now.
Sure.
And that's pretty cool.
Dig is a very popular website on the internet, but it's not like they've got a nationally syndicated radio show to push through the website and the things they've got. So it is the same, and it is different, and it's, I think, what it's currently, what the iteration of Free Talk Live's website is like is, well, why would I go there if I'm a regular listener? What is there for me? And not much. And we still
it's just the occasional update, the occasional new Shriner, the occasional archive.
If you're on the updates at updates.freetalklive.com, you see all the updates, and you don't even have to go to the website to see them.
Actually, I do make it so you have to go to the website when I send an update.
Really? Yeah. I get them in my... That's not my experience.
There's always a link to the website in there in order for you to get whatever the archive is or...
Oh, the archive, but not the verbiage of the update.
The verbiage is in there, but whatever the update is telling you about, you'd have to go to the website for. But anyway, all that's going to change.
Right.
Because
currently, we're getting 33,000 visits to the site or something like that, so I can imagine this is going to quadruple it.
I would hope so. I think it's definitely a needed change, and so I wanted to make sure you were aware of it. It's in beta still, so go to prep.freetalklive.com, P-R-E-P, prep.freetalklive.com, to get a sneak peek at what's coming next and play around with it. Maybe you'll find some bugs. You're welcome to report those as well. I don't know if there's an easy way to do that yet. Maybe we need to add that. Let's go to your calls about what you want. Arid is in Georgia, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Arid. Arid in Georgia? Going once?
No, this is Erod.
Erod, what's on your mind?
Yeah, listen, I pretty much agree with that last caller. He was pretty spot on most of what he was saying, and really, I can't believe that Dale actually believes that human beings don't look like we're designed. It's kind of it's kind of weird there. But anyway, I called I wanted to take a little issue with what Lauren Canario said last night.
Okay.
If you want to recap real quickly, she was speaking about, you know, she belonged, I guess it's involved with objectivism.
She'd spent 20 years being involved with objectivism and came to the conclusion that most of them are a bunch of warmongers.
Right, yeah. And what she said something, she put out a question towards the end of the show there, and she said something that, you know, that she learned some pretty cool things, and she said something like, oh, I think X can equal Y or something like that. And anyway, what she was referring to was the law of non-contradiction, which simply states that A cannot equal B at the same time in the same relationship. And she said that, you know, in the context that proves that's an argument against God. And I found it to be really interesting, you know, and of course then she asked, well, why do you do that to kids? And she actually likened it to child abuse. And it's interesting that she would say that and she'd bring up that particular law is that, you know, one that I've had children. And in fact, I've raised my children in a Christian school, in fact, classical Christian school, which they're exposed to, you know, logic. At an early age, instructional logic and Latin and that sort of thing. And this is one of the laws that I have really, you know, tried to get my children to completely and thoroughly understand, you know, and again, the law of non-contradiction. And I just found it just totally amazing that how she could possibly say that this is some sort of argument against the possibility of God. And it's just totally not true. At all, you know?
I really don't even know. Don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't either. Or can you get to what you're trying to say?
Well, what she said is last night again has one of the things that she learned in objectivism, and she didn't call it the law of non-contradiction. But what she said is that what she learned.
Can you tell us what you're saying? Because a lot of people didn't hear last night's show. Including, I haven't heard it yet. I'm probably going to listen to it, but I haven't heard it yet. So can you get to what you're saying?
Yep. Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is that the law of non-contradiction states that A cannot equal B at the same time and in the same relationship. Lauren said this was an argument against God. What I am saying, this is an argument for God.
What's that have to do with God anyway? I don't really understand. A cannot equal B. What does that mean?
You haven't gotten to how this is relevant to God.
What I'm saying
so get
is,
to that
though,
point.
Typically, you know, when if I say to someone that I'm a Christian, obviously they'll say that, well, I'm irrational, I'm illogical. You know, like Mark said, you know, it's a bunch of foolishness. The Noah's Ark is, you know, and that type of thing. And, you know, and this is really, it's a mischaracterization, you know, of people who believe in God completely. Because actually, you know, Christianity is a completely logical and rational belief system. And there's nothing, you know, there's nothing inherently irrational about it, you know.
You don't think that believing that Balaam communicated with his ass is irrational?
No, sir.
Okay. Now, I am of the opinion that you can be a Christian and be rational, and I'm of the opinion that you can believe in God and be rational. I am not of the opinion that you can believe that the Bible is the unerring, literal word of God and be rational. That's where I deviate. Do you understand?
How do you know that, Mark?
How do I know what?
How do you know that it is not?
Because if God came to this planet as a man and didn't do so much as write his telephone number on a cocktail napkin, he's a big old jerk. Like, I'm supposed to believe that? Come on. And you're going to send me to hell if I don't?
Wait a minute. Mark, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't understand that your train of the thought there. You know, God came to Earth as a man, okay? And in the form of Jesus.
So you say.
So the claim.
Why should we believe that, though?
Why is it that those claims are any more palatable, believable than all of the other claims of everybody else that claims to know what the creation of the world is and who God is and all of that?
Let me ask you this. The other day, you know, I was listening to the program, and you guys were actually entertaining the thought that three people sitting on a beach on an LSD trip could actually look at a bird and say, maybe that bird split into three.
Now, you weren't getting that on my side, E-Rod. I wasn't agreeing with that.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is that now you have the written word which says 500 people saw this man crucified and raised from the dead,
But we're bringing you back. Hang on. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Bring up what you want.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit ID Stronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. We've got a bulletin board system there with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about at bbs.freetalklive.com. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com.
I've told you that there's a partnership that's recently bloomed between Free Talk Live and Midas Resources, and you can go over there and get to this website I'm going to give you in a moment. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com, and You can get silver pieces and gold coins over there for very, very good rates. I've picked out some of my favorites. And what, but they all get sort of shipped on this mail service way. What is it called? Registered mail, Ian?
I don't know.
Yeah, they basically the shipping on one of them is the same as the shipping on 20 of them. And I wanted to put together a way that people could sort of save money on the shipping, because it only makes sense to put your money into coins if it's going to be cost effective for you. So I've recently set up with Ted Anderson over there at Midas a way that you can do it incrementally. You can call up this telephone number. It's 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. And they'll do a sort of a layaway plan with you. And you can put 10% down and then a certain amount per month or week or whatever towards the coins. And then when you get up to 20 of them, and you can save on the shipping by getting up to 20, get up to 20 and then they'll ship them off to you and you'll have them in your hands. And then you can do it all over again.
So would that lock in the price?
It does lock in the price at the time that you purchase. So if silver if I call tonight 877-857-9938 and tomorrow silver skyrockets, I've got the price that I called in tonight.
That's pretty cool.
By the way, they are there rather late, so you call in anytime. If they're not there, they will in fact call you back, and he works very hard to lock the rate in at the time you called so that it works for you.
Cool.
877-857-9938.
And you can also go to gold.freetalklive.com, but if you want the layaway program, you have to call the number. Right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, let's continue here and bring back Erod in Georgia. Erod, continuing the theological conversation we've been having here, and you sound a little more, doctrinaire than, for instance, the last guy that was on the phone. Well, you were trying to make a point when we had to go to the break, so go ahead and bring that back.
Well, the point I was just making is that, it's about, what people are willing to believe, I suppose, Again, I just brought up, the thing about, the acid trip, and then basically you have eyewitness account, and what's the most compelling, form of testimony in court?
But there aren't any eyewitness accounts of Jesus, though. All of them were several generations later of people talking about that there were eyewitness accounts.
There were eyewitnesses of acts of his resurrection, over 500 people. And then
None of whom wrote in the Bible.
But wait, you understand that the books of the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels you're referring to, were written in at least at the very earliest writings, which we don't have, 70 years A.D., 70 A.D., and many of them were not compiled until, 150, 180 A.D.
The point of...
That's just not very compelling.
That's like me writing about Johnny Appleseed.
No. The point that I'm making is that, and Mark, it seems like you're somewhat of a history buff, and you probably read all kind of, books of antiquity and what have you. And somehow people can believe those, but all of a sudden, when it's the Bible, all of a sudden...
Well, they shouldn't necessarily always believe those. There's a lot of history that's written by, a lot of wars. They say, every war is written by the winner.
Right.
There's a lot of history that we should be taking with a grain of salt.
Should be critical of everything that you read.
Right, there aren't nearly as many books, Iran.
I'm discovering things about history that were, at the very least, question highly some things that I took as a given. Just about recent history, much, much less a couple thousand years ago.
And right, the Bible's used for control.
I guess the main thrust of my call is this whole idea that if you have some sort of belief in God, somehow you're irrational, you're illogical, when actually the way I...
Well, I wouldn't say that. That's not the statement. That was not the statement.
I'm a Quaker, Erod.
I'm a Quaker.
I believe in God.
I am also a Quaker. I'm a pantheist. I think that everything is God.
Can I just stop you right there, Ian? On that pantheism thing, and like I said, I'm not here to, I'm just going to say, I know I'm not going to convert anybody, but again, the law of non-contradiction, if I understand pantheism, all is God, isn't that a contradictory right there?
No, I don't think it's contradictory at all.
Explain why that's a contradiction.
You don't think that's a contradictory? Let me see.
Explain why you think it's a contradiction.
Okay, because the creature and the creator is one.
You're calling God a creator, but if God is everything, then he didn't create it. It just is.
Right. It's your concept. it's just going against your concept of what God is. You have the standard Christian kind of concept that God is separate from you and that you're under him.
No, not standard. Here's my thinking, real quick in a nutshell. I look around, and my basic question in life is, why is there something and not anything? I look like I look at people like Descartes, Rene Descartes. He came up with this quick question: I think, therefore I am. Seems pretty simple, but when you look at it, a pretty profound statement. Okay, in fact, that goes back to a couple of days ago. You talked about objectivism, consciousness, and this and that. Once you go through the whole mental gymnastics, I think, therefore I am, and you conclude in your own being, yes, I exist. Okay, now next step. You know, because everything we're building upon precept, okay? Now, I exist. I know that for absolutely sure. Why do I exist, okay? If there is something today, what does that mean? If something exists today, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay, why do I exist? Are you asking me to answer that question, Eron?
Okay, I'm going to answer the question. If something exists today, it obviously means that something has always existed, right? Are we in agreement?
I don't know.
I believe that, but I don't know how that gets you to your conclusion. I think existence has always been the case. I don't think you can have it come out of non-existence. I think the universe has always existed and always will. Is that what you're getting at?
The universe?
Yes.
Okay. I guess the scientific theory right now says the Big Bang.
I don't buy into that. I've never been convinced about the Big Bang theory. If someone ever explains it to me in a way that makes sense, fine. But I'm certainly not a scientist,
right.
An astronomer.
I don't believe everything the scientists tell me, because the scientists have been wrong so many damn times. They've proven themselves wrong. That's part of the scientific process. So I don't believe all of that, and I certainly don't believe everything that some guy wrote or a group of men wrote down in a book, and that's just where, that's where one of the main points I disagree with you on, Erod, is that, you've accepted the Bible as the end-all, be-all.
No, I've accepted logic and reason.
Logic and reason
accepted.
Dictate that the Bible is just another book, and that you might be able to pull some worthwhile things from it, but it's in no way guaranteed to be the unending or the unerring word of some supreme being.
Erod, go to a channel on YouTube called Non-Stamp Collector. That's all one word, Non-Stamp Collector. There's a lot of good videos on there that show how counterintuitive, logically speaking, the Bible is.
Thank you for the call, Erod. Thanks. Hey, we got to go. We got other people that want to chime in on this, and I know we can continue, but that's why we have other nights. 800-259-9231, nights to do the show, that is.
I go on YouTube, and for some reason, this is a bit of a hobby of mine, is to look at what people believe about religion on YouTube, and I find the case made by people who don't believe in God or don't believe in the Bible to be far more compelling than those that do. And believe me, I watch both of them. Just YouTube Jesus myth and look at some of that stuff.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the website free, so enjoy those, including our Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com. Become a fan there. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. But, man, Facebook, I was going on my account last night. I'd been just not dealing with the friend requests I'd been getting for a while, and I decided, all right, tonight I'm going to catch up on these things. And I decided to start copying and pasting. I have this email that I've written up because I've made a policy for myself that I will not accept friend requests from people I don't know. Like, I don't know most of the
people. It's your private Facebook.
Right. So we have the Free Talk Live Facebook profile where you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com and you can become a fan there. No problem. I don't think there's any limit to the amount of fans I can have. There actually is a limit to the amount of friends a Facebook account can have.
It's 500, isn't it?
No, it's 5,000. I think it's 5,000. And I just don't want to have
a friendly person.
Right, because I was looking at the little updates that they give you, and I see updates from people I don't even know. I see updates from people that I don't like what they're saying, and I don't want to read this stuff. So at one point a while back, I cleared out my account. And so now every time somebody invites me as a friend, I respond with a message that says, I appreciate your interest. I only approve friends that I actually know in real life. And so, sorry, but I hope you'll understand, right?
Does that mean you have to have met them and you know, the physical universe?
Like, met them and remember, like, not necessarily met them physically. There's no real hard criteria, necessarily. Okay. But if I don't know who you are and I look at the name and it doesn't ring a bell or whatever, I'm not going to say yes. So I try to write
Facebook bigot.
I try to write as nice of a rejection as I possibly can.
Which you're not good at anyway.
Inviting them to, I think I'm decent at it.
I swear to God, you're poor when it comes to empathy. That's my opinion.
No one has been upset at me for this.
They've
written back very nice things. And so, you know, I apologize and I say, you know, I say, come on out and join the Facebook profile at facebook.freetalklive.com. So I was pasting this and then hitting ignore on the friend request. So I send a message to let them know why they were not accepted, right? It's a nice, appropriate thing to do. So it takes a little bit of time. You know, you have to do that for every single one of these friend requests that comes in. Well, apparently I was going too fast. And Facebook comes in and says, whoa, there's this error message that comes up, this written in red that says, we've detected you're going too fast and you could be doing something that could be perceived as annoying. Basically, because they think I'm a robot.
People actually sent you a friend request and you're replying back to them.
Right.
But you're cutting and pasting. So,
right. The Facebook thing.
People get banned because of that, too. Like, apparently, the guy that does the LCL report.
Yeah.
Tarrant, he was saying that he got banned because he had so many people friending him and he was accepting the friends and they said, oh, this can't be real. You must be a bot or something. And
same
it was all real, but
they said you need to slow it down. So basically, you're too smart to use our system. Quit all this cutting and pasting and you need to go really slow. So I don't know how long it's going to take me to get through these friend requests. It could be forever. I have no clue. So if you're not getting approved, well, now there's maybe two reasons why. Even if you know me and you aren't getting approved,
I'm a total slut on Facebook. And the reason I am.
You'll let anybody in.
The reason, unless I really just have. And if I'm totally clueless about who they are.
That's what they say about
you. But usually I click and see, like, who friends. I'm not getting as many as you are. I'm sure I get pretty steady friend requests. But I look and see if I have any shared friends. And usually I'll see, like, eight other people that are all. I kind of recognize them. Like, oh, those are Liberty people. And I see Gadsden flags on their profiles and stuff. I'm like, okay, that's a Liberty person. And I accept them. And the reason I do is because the only reason I joined Facebook was to promote my comic. And so I post, you know, links, you know. Now that I'm on there, I post other stuff.
So he's just using you guys. That's all. Just using it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to your phone calls here. Facebook.freetalklive.com. Join up there. Let's go to Jesse in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jesse.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to call and talk about how sometimes when people make statements such as we needed to go to war in World War II, you will stop them and you will say, excuse me, but that's a collectivist statement, and I was not involved with that.
Yes.
You know? And sometimes you'll also refer to it as a generalization, you know, and you typically shy away from those things.
Yes, I've been heavily indoctrinated, as many of us have, with collectivist concepts, and it comes out in our speech, and in one of those ways is by saying, we did this, we did that, when what you might be meaning when you say we is the U.S. federal government did this, the U.S. federal government, the people over there did that, and I was not necessarily involved. So where are you going with that?
So anyways, I just wanted to say, you know, like Scott made blanket statements about the Jews, and you called him on it, saying that was a collectivist statement. And so I was just wondering why yesterday in your show notes it says objectivists are warmongers.
Good point.
I think that was the topic. Statement. I think that was the topic he wasn't necessarily saying in the show notes. You know, he's not making a statement in the show notes, objectivists are warmongers. I think he's saying that's the topic that was being discussed.
Well, and besides that, I don't really have a lot of I don't really have a whole lot of room in the show notes to get into such details. So, but
that's
good point. Touche.
I would like to move on. And first off, let me say I'm not an objectivist. I've read a lot of Ayn Rand, and I like some parts. I don't like other
Ayn
parts,
Rand. You know? You're going to get in trouble with the objectivist for saying Ayn Rand. It's Ayn Rand.
Well, obviously, I'm not an expert, if I can't even pronounce it. But I just wanted to say that the Ayn Rand Institute is not the end-all statement of objectivism. You know, there's plenty of objectivists out there that fully agree with the non-aggression principle.
Well, good for them.
And I know it's not compatible with voluntarism.
It doesn't seem to be. So as far as I'm concerned, it's been rejected, and I'm done with it.
Actually, I heard about that a couple of Porkfests ago, not this last one, but the one before that. There was an objectivist meeting, and some of them made a point to point out there's actually a couple of big camps of objectivism philosophy. One of them is sort of like the official Ayn Rand Institute, and then there's another one, I can't remember what it was, something, it had objectivists in the name, and they were pointedly against the war and so forth, and some other things, had some other issues.
So I really feel that you guys left out the best parts of her philosophy out of the discussion completely.
But we're not objectivists. Objectivists should talk about Ayn Rand's philosophy.
I don't know a damn thing about her.
I read the frickin' Fountainhead, Anthem, and part of Atlas Shrugged because the thing was so boring I couldn't get through it.
I'm objectivist-ish.
That's why I'd label myself.
But I just want to just explain a little bit about her and where she comes from.
Okay.
Because I think it is compatible with how the way how libertarianism as a whole. I just want to say this real quick. And
Do
you have a poster of her in your room?
I do not.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyways, basically, Ayn Rand came from the Soviet Russia. And it's a world where there is individualism is discouraged completely. Classes were well-defined. And basically, I guess what I'm trying to say is that she came to America and forged an individual identity out of that. And that's quite the lesson, really, is just that you were saying she's an egomaniac, and really the ego is what drives progress of people, you know. I mean, it doesn't have to be, like, for personal gain and stature, but it's still an ego to drive you to build a better mousetrap, you know.
I don't know, actually, about that.
I think it's good to have that ego is a good thing, and valuing yourself very highly is a good thing.
I think ego can also be very dangerous.
What they might be saying when they call her an egomaniac is she sort of felt like she had resolved everything and figured out all the
too self-absorbed.
She was sort of presumptuous, like, I know everything now, this is how you should do things. And in that sense, she sort of fell short fell into a trap of, you know, the wise man is one who doesn't think he's wise, you know?
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I'm about done with this objectivist thing, but if you guys insist on continuing to call, I can't stop you. 800-259-9231. I don't care.
It reminds me of the Jesus calls we've had a little earlier this evening.
It does a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's
really flavor.
When you read the objectivist thing, it sounded like a face. A lot of it.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and I don't think he was trying to convert us. He said he wasn't an objectivist. More on the way. Again, this is Free Talk Live. We'll try to sneak your call in the remaining moments.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring in whatever you want in these remaining moments. 800-259-9231. Try to sneak your call in here. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. Features are free. So if you enjoy the program and you want to voluntarily support the show, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us through amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's the same great Amazon prices. In fact, you can even get used items through Amazon these days. Dozens of categories. You just start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. That's all you need to do. The cut, Amazon will take it out of their own profits and send them to us. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done.
If you know somebody who works for a hospital, a doctor's office, a bank, or utility, and or you happen to work for one in the accounts receivable department, I want you to think of SACL CAI. They handle accounts receivable, early out billing, and collections of all sorts, and they're the number one sponsor of Free Talk Live. Jason Osborne over there is a big proponent and sponsor of all things Liberty. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We go to your call. Xander is in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Xander.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'll be real quick, since you guys are probably really sick of the whole objectivism.
Funny, I was just saying that during the break.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, you can't help yourself, can you?
Are you one of them? Are you an objectivist?
Oh, not at all.
No, okay.
Actually, one of the main reasons I'm not is they're very much against altruism, and as you may not know, they're just like, I'm totally for, like, you know, being self-centered and, you know, advancing yourself, but there's something to be said for doing things for other people, and I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure, there's a difference between doing nice things for people and altruism, as a lot of objectivists see it. However, the line is blurry, and it's difficult to understand. I don't think you should do things that are harmful to you, in the short and the long term, in order to help other people. However, I do think that, that doing nice things for people is a nice thing.
Well, what it comes down to is there are sophisticated interpretations of that, and there are people who, like, interpret it in very simplistic ways. And sometimes I feel like Ayn Rand herself sort of interpreted it somewhat simplistically, because people do get pleasure out of helping other people. We are social creatures. It's in our You know, I think it's a crucial element to why we are such a successful species, relatively speaking, is because we're social, and that's where a lot of our advancements have come from. And so it's actually in our nature to be helpful to other people, and it's not unnatural, it's not unhealthy, it's not, you know, unreasonable. But there's the notion of self-sacrifice, where you sacrifice yourself almost to the point, you know, risking your own viability or livelihood in order to help other people, and then it becomes kind of destructive, I think, is the idea.
Isn't that what the objectivists are against? The objectivists aren't against helping people. They're against helping people to the point where you're hurting yourself. Isn't that more accurate?
I think that's a sophisticated interpretation of it. Right? Like essentially, a sophisticated interpretation I've heard, in my opinion, it's always, of course, it's my opinion, but is that, like, for instance, giving money to support, like, charity for education, say for kids that are, say, underachievers normally, when your own kids aren't getting a very good education, you know, you take care of your own kids first. And when you're doing really well and you can go above and beyond that, then look to be charitable to, you know, in other ways.
I tend to agree with that. I tend to believe that you need to help yourself out first before you can be of any use to other people.
Charity starts at home. It's a good expression. I mean, the first, you know, you get your own house in order, and so that you can, and then I look at it as kind of a luxury that you can engage in charity. I engage in a lot of volunteer work and stuff like that because I can, because I'm in a position where I'm not struggling to go out and struggle for a living. I found a way to support myself with a flexible schedule and stuff, so I can go out and do volunteer work, and I enjoy it, and it's not a sacrifice for me to go do that. So,
Xander, any other thoughts?
Yeah, that's it. But just be aware and be looking out, because they're trying to make September 11th into a state-run altruism run. I don't know what the heck. Have you ever heard of the Day of Service?
Oh, yeah, Day of Service. The Day of Service. Yes, that'll be coming back around this year. And I'm sure they'll be talking about the whole national service idea again when that happens. Thank you for the heads up on that, and we'll definitely pay attention to it. Thanks for the call. We'll pay attention to that as it approaches here. Last year, as you may recall, during the campaign season, they had the same thing. They had the September 11th is now a national day of service, where you're asked to give back to your country. You know, these are the terms that they use when they're selling it. And really what it is you go and work for the government in what they tell you to do, basically. They give you some options, and then you go and you do what they are allowing you to do.
It makes you a good person.
Yeah, because
government is God. Doing what God says is good.
Right.
That's what it means.
So, and as we've talked about, we're not going to get into heavy detail here, but as we've talked about, there's nothing wrong with volunteering. I'm all in favor of it. I mean, Dale, you're just talking about how you're regularly out at the community kitchen here in Keene, helping out there, and other people do volunteering in different ways. There's nothing wrong with volunteering, but what you're going to see happening is what we've been seeing is the government is conflating working as essentially a conscript for the government, or working for the government in general, with volunteering. And they're also putting government up on an extra pedestal, saying that this is the most valuable work you can do. Volunteering, yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, this is what the government people are saying. Oh, yeah, we'll still need private charities, but working for the government is really great. That's how you really help your community. And they're really promoting these ideas heavily around the September 11th time frame. And you're going to see those start to come back around here shortly. And we'll talk more about it as it does. Any thoughts, Dale? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking the best volunteer work you can do is when you're following your own passions. You find a subject that you're passionate about that for whatever reason is going to make the world a better place, or the community you live in a better place, and that's not really altruistic. I think from an objectivist, I think, can understand that, is that if I'm going out and trying to make the community I live in better, then that serves me as well as serving other people. So.
Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Getting back to the evolution versus creationism.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that I've observed is that creationists have a tendency to try to prove their point of view by saying that evolution doesn't work, rather than trying to prove or show in a scientific way how creation works. Their arguments always seem to be evolution is wrong because therefore creation must be right. Right.
Yeah, we were talking about that false dichotomy over a break, actually.
Right, and, well, it's just one of the things that I've noticed. And I think it seems to me that when you're believing in creation, and, you know, I've done a little bit of science, and I understand a little bit about evolution, and it makes a lot of sense to me. And you can actually see it occurring in smaller animals and in the microbial world especially, and you can actually observe it happening. And it seems to me when creationists really get into it, they concentrate on the Bible or religious writings solely and look at that, and they shut out the rest of the evidence and don't even seem to want to consider it.
Yeah, that's called cognitive dissonance.
What drives me nuts is this notion of if you don't have all the answers, just make up some. And I'm content to say I don't know everything. I don't know every little detail about how evolution works, or absolutely certainly with certainty that it works anything like how it's been described to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't just then conclude, well, I'll just make up a different answer then. You know, that's not an answer. It's not an answer to say everything poofed into existence. That doesn't resolve questions about, you know, why things are the way they are. So,
and I've almost given up trying to talk to them because they don't seem to want to listen to what you say. Anything that you say, even if you've got evidence to back it up, they discount.
Sure. Well, they don't want to threaten their belief system. It's the same thing with a statist. You know, it's the
same thing with Republicans, Democrats, and statism.
Anybody who believes anything about anything.
Statism is a very irrational faith. It's more irrational, in my opinion, than most religions that I might think are irrational.
To listen to you, Matt, would mean that, and to agree and to accept what you're saying would mean that they've been wrong, and no one wants to be wrong.
Right. That's a problem. See, I admit that I'm wrong. When I'm wrong, if you can show me that I'm wrong, I'm going to admit it. And I've done it many, many times in my life. And yes, I don't.
I will do it more, too. I predict that I will be wrong again in the future.
Yes. I think we all will. As far as statism goes, I think people don't even understand that they're being religious. At least with religion, you understand that you're being religious.
Well said, sir. I thank you for the call tonight. We are out of time, and it's been Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us tomorrow night. Oh, and don't forget to join Dale online at anarchyinyourhead.com. You're in the midst of working on a new comic as we speak.
Yeah, this should be out very soon, by tomorrow.
All right, anarchyinyourhead.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.